I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Domestic violence reports have spiked around the world as COVID-19 has isolated people in their homes. Learn about the root beliefs that caused this abuse. And Christians in China developed a strong online presence that'll persist after the pandemic is over. The details in just a couple minutes. But first, COVID-19 has isolated billions in their homes, causing domestic violence cases to spike. But false ideas about men and women enabled this abuse in the first place. Adrian DeVisser of Asian Access says in the South Asian cultural context,
we believe that man is God and the wife happens to be not God. For instance, a lady in the Asian context sometimes find it difficult to call the husband by name. They will call him by the name of the child, and he says, so-and-so's father. And in Asian context, a woman will be the last to eat in the home.
DeVisser says these practices can start small, but often escalate into violence. To make matters worse, authorities often don't take domestic violence reports very seriously. Women can even blame themselves for the abuse.
Because of our Buddhist and Hindu overtones in our culture, it can also be seen as, I must have done something horrible in my previous life that I'm going through this domestic violence.
And converting to Christianity doesn't necessarily solve this problem.
We need to understand worldviews and replace it with biblical worldviews. If not, the churches in Asia are growing, but it might be a pagan Christianity and not necessarily a biblical Christianity. As long as Asians continue to believe that you are God and your wife is a subject, you can be a Christian, but you will still resort to domestic violence.
Next, suicide may be another unintended consequence of lockdowns and social distancing. A new U.S. study outlines 7 factors that increase suicide risk. Economic stress, social isolation, and decreased access to support systems are high on the list. Many mental health agencies have started offering their services through video conferencing. Set Free Ministries brings God's healing to hurting people through biblical counseling and training. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says,
we're really busy right now. There's a lot of stress, a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety. Set Free has purchased 20 laptops for all volunteers, and we're getting them in their hands so that they can all be a part of helping people that are calling in.
Each call involves different circumstances and action plans, but the solution is always the same.
This is a real crisis. We're not saying it's not a crisis, but let's put it in perspective of who God is and what He says He's able to do.
It's a stressful season. If you need to talk, connect with Set Free Ministries at our website.
We're here to help. We have lots of volunteers that want to help those who are stressing right now.
And the COVID-19 crisis may be growing in many parts of the world, but in China, its influence seems to be dwindling. Eric Berkland of China Partners says that although local Chinese churches still aren't allowed to meet in person, they found solutions that may persist even after the crisis dies out.
We saw many beautiful sermons that were preached by church leaders and pastors that were sending out their sermons online to their congregational members all over China. And that was amazing.
However, there are repercussions. Although very few of their contacts suffered health problems from the virus, China Partners had to cancel in-person trips in the coming months.
Unfortunately, it somewhat limited our direct contacts and our direct ministry with our brothers and sisters in China, especially the church leadership in China. However, we are having regular contact with them either through phone calling or WeChat is a very popular way of communicating in China.
And now that the coronavirus has hit the states and its economy, China Partner has another problem. Donations are down.
We're really trusting God to provide for us, and we're trusting that people will continue to stand behind us and pray for us.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.